Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hell, the little things you say and do make me want to be with you. Rain on it's crazy feeling, and I know it's got me feeling.
That's the late, great Buddy Holly. Buddy Holly. The legendary Buddy Holly bringing us back. And the crickets, that's the crickets behind him too there, by the way. 23 after the hour, thank you very much. I don't think they might have been called the crickets, but I'm not sure why. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And my blog, too, is right there on the homepage. And, of course, the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is our guest. He's a professional writer. He helps other people write. He helps other people get their book out, done, finished, published, and on the stands and in the hands of readers. Writing a book with Wally.com is his website, and Wally's been a member of our Brain Trust more than 16 years now, and he's our good friend. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. Talk to us about, in the previous segment, we talked about why someone would want a blog. I think that's important for small business owners to have your take on why should they blog. But now that we've got their attention, and we're gonna avoid the technology part because getting a blog set up is something that's, you know, it's like buying a new pair of shoes. You can do it. What should they blog about? How should they blog? What are the rules? What do you think?
I'm not sure there are too many rules. I mean, this is one of those
you and I, where I've proven
there,
that. Haven't
there are intelligent there are intelligent choices, but there aren't necessarily specific right answers that work for everybody. I tell people who talk to me, and I just, by the way, did a post about this last week called Advice for a New Blogger, because a guy wrote to me and said, I'm starting a blog. Tell me the most important things that I should know. And I would say that one of the things that I see is people go into it and they say, well, you know, you have to do this or you have to do that. They go out and read a book and the book says, you have to blog every day or you have to blog once a week. It doesn't matter. It needs to fit your thing. We were talking on the break, Jim, about your blog and how it's different from a lot of other blogs. And I said to you in that conversation, yeah, but it fits everything you do. It fits in with the stuff. It, you know, it works with mm-hmm. the newsletter and with the website and with the radio show. And that's the key to making, one of the keys to making it work. It needs to work with everything else you do, whether you're a construction company, a professional writer, a consultant, a guy that owns a retail store, all of that stuff it's got to work with. Second thing is, you got to be real clear about who you're writing to. And frankly, for most small business owners, not the people who want to build information empires, but, mm-hmm. you know, the people that own the drugstores and stuff. If you're a small business owner, you know who you're going to write to. It's the people who come through your door.
That's exactly right. But, if I owned a Main yeah. Street small business where customers, I had regular customers instead of the, you know, the crazy people I do business with, my corporate folks, God bless them, everyone. If I had a regular Main Street business, my blog would be directed, would be hitting my the customers, as you said, who walk through
right.
my door.
And
I'd be hitting them right between the eyes.
And so what do you blog about? Well, you got those people that you're talking to or that are coming through the door that you're going to visit, whatever it is. Well, what kind of questions do they ask you? Because that's
right.
all being an expert is knowing more about something somebody wants to know about that they don't know as much as you. So if you got that advantage, that's mm-hmm. what you blog about. How do you blog? Well, how do you talk to them? You know, I tell folks that if you are thinking about your writing style, you're probably not doing a good job. You're more likely to do a better job if it's like the way you talk to your customer or the way
mm-hmm.
you talk to a friend over a glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good writing really looks.
What about you know? Editing? What about editing? Because, you know, some people, they were sick the day that they were doing grammar in English school, or, you know, they need somebody to help them with editing so they... I mean, they may be able to speak well, but they might not be able to write well. And writing well, I don't mean being a professional writer. I just mean having enough proper grammar so that it, I think there is a requirement for that. What do you think?
I think there definitely is, because what happens is if people see that you don't understand the rules of English, mm-hmm. they're likely to think that you don't know anything about what you're talking about.
And we're not talking about dangling participles here, folks,
we're talking about things like subject verb agreements. But here's the other part of that. I have people that I've worked with that have editors for their blog.
Yeah.
Somebody that is an editor.
Editor that doesn't change how you say things. They might move the words around a little bit, but don't let them take your voice away. Do not let a frustrated editor, a frustrated writer who's an editor, take your voice away. What do you think, Wally?
Absolutely. But let me say something else. If you're using MS Word to write, most people are, right?
Yeah.
Today,
yeah.
There's a spelling and grammar checker in there that will do what you need to do.
One nice thing, Wally. They don't have to write a lot, right? It doesn't have to be an epistle. It could be 150 words. A blog post could be 100 words, right? A paragraph, two paragraphs.
It can be that. I do a lot of posts that are right around 200 words.
Yeah.
Which takes less than a minute to read.
You'd be amazed how easy that is to do. If you just let it come out of you, right? Wally, you've got on your mind, just let it come out of you.
Let it come out. But don't publish it until you've let it sit a little bit.
Yeah, think
it's
about
amazing what you see if you let it sit.
The next morning, sleep on it, right? You should sleep on it.
Sleeping on it works.
Wally, you'll help them if they need help, right?
I will. And they can read that we've got over 80 articles on blogging at writingabookwithwally.com.
There you go, folks. Hey, Wally, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen, he's the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.